Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Election Commission has said that over 73,000 applications have been received from the Suvidha portal in just 20 days since the announcement of general elections 2024. Recognizing the importance of the election campaign period, where parties and candidates engage in activities to reach out to voters, the Suvidha portal caters to a diverse range of permission requests transparently on the first-in, first-out principle. The portal caters to permissions for organizing rallies, opening temporary party offices, door-to-door canvassing, video vans, helicopters, obtaining vehicle permits, and distributing pamphlets. The Suvidha portal is a technological solution developed by ECI to ensure a level playing field upholding the democratic principles of free, fair, and transparent elections. The process of commissioning of electronic voting machines and VVPATs for 50 assembly and 2 parliamentary constituencies began in the state yesterday. A total of 118 engineers from Electronics Corporation of India Limited have arrived and are allocated across 25 districts of the state for the commissioning process. The observers are being appointed by the Election Commission of India for overseeing and preparation of the Lok Sabha election 2024 and for commissioning of the EVMs. The enforcement agencies have placed requisite measures like frisking, metal detector, gadget-free commissioning halls, and the commissioning is taking place under tight security, wherein the machines will be made fully ready for the April 19th poll. Returning officers of ACs and AROs of parliamentary segments are overseeing the whole process of commissioning of the EVMs. M3 model of EVMs will be used for this year's poll. The General Observer 41 Anini ST Assembly Constituency H.N. Gopalakrishna embarked on a foot march yesterday to visit polling stations, including those situated in remote areas, to ensure inclusivity and integrity of the electoral process. During the journey, interactions with villagers facilitated constructive dialogues on improving accessibility and voter education. The General Observer reaffirmed the importance of addressing the specific needs of remote communities to uphold the principles of democracy, and the commitment to ensuring every eligible citizen's right to vote is upheld. Till date, the General Observer has visited 19 polling stations under Anini Mipi and Anili Circle out of 43 polling stations in the district. Inspector General of Police PHQ Itanagar Take Ringu yesterday emphasized the necessity of a readiness to manage any situation, suggesting the utilization of Gamburha's services for smooth and peaceful conduct of the polls. Highlighting the significance of elections as a celebration of democracy, underlining citizens' right to choose their representatives as per the Indian Constitution, the IGP proposed the information of committees by Gamburhas at village level, involving the members of Panchayati Raj institutions, to support the poll officials and maintain peace while thwarting any disruptive elements. He was interacting with the GBs and administrative officers from Tawang and Khetbel circles at the Tawang Deputy Commissioner's office yesterday. The IGP appealed for citizens' cooperation towards curbing the money culture during polls, emphasizing the collective responsibility to ensure free and fair elections. For the first time in India, an elusive butterfly species, Nephthys phalera, a member of the family Nymphalidae, was documented in Thale Valley Wildlife Sanctuary Zero by a group of butterfly enthusiasts. The rare species, also known as long-streaked sailor, was documented by a group of enthusiasts in June 23 last year. Sources informed that this finding is important for informed conservation efforts and strategic management decision, contributing to the preservation of biodiversity with the sanctuary and its surrounding ecosystems. The groundbreaking discovery was later documented and disseminated in the esteemed international scientific journal, Journal of Tropical Lepidoptera Research, Florida, USA, on Friday. This butterfly was first described in 1859 from Russia. National Investigation Agency has arrested 2 key conspirators in West Bengal's Bhupati Nagar blast case that killed 3 persons in December 2022. NIA, in a statement today, said that the accused were arrested amid stiff resistance from an unruly crowd in the state's East Medinipur district. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.